Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And it's another edition of Cheese, Please, but it's not every edition. My name is Snarf Dude, by the way.
My name is Daffodil, and this is a special edition of Cheese, Please.
Tell them, Daffodil.
Well, the music's not what makes it special.
Why? Yeah?
The hosts are not what makes it special.
Oh, don't get too off the beaten track.
What makes this one special is it's the 700th episode.
Hey, can we hear something from the studio audience? Yay! Show 700! Show 700! Yay! Hey, all right, studio audience!
How do we get studio audiences in a van, Daffodil?
I was just going to say that you have really trained that flea circus quite well.
I thought so. Anyway, we're at 700. You've put up with us for 700 shows. Wow.
That's so hard to believe.
We're humbled
that you're here listening to us for our 700th time.
I know, and another fantastic staple in pop culture, besides our show, of course, is we're going to take a look at American Bandstand and songs related to American Bandstand over the years. Even a record with Dick Clark on it himself.
That's so cool.
On the show in the Celebrity Slip-Up, though, we've got a guy that you probably don't know his name, but you know his voice. He was in cartoons. He was on, what was that TV show? Beauty and the Beast, back in the 80s and 90s.
Really?
Yeah, we'll tell you more a little later. But we're starting off with some fun stuff. We've got Entry of the Gladiator shortly. Paul Juard. But we're starting off with something you'll like, Daffodil. Popcorn Polka,
right here. Two of my favorite things together right here on Cheese, Please.
Everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
The full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese. Cheese.
The
Keys, please, with Paul Jouard and his Calliope. And entry of the Gladiators, and before that, we had Popcorn Polka.
They kind of both sound exactly the same.
I feel like I'm at the circus, but I'm not. I'm stuck in a van with cheesy music right here on...
Cheese, please.
...with your host...
Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil.
And what show is this?
Cheese, please. I just said that.
I know, but what number?
Oh, sorry.
Show?
700.
Yeah! There we go. I've trained the fleas quite well, Daffodil.
They're very flea.
They're very excited. And you should be too. You're listening to show 700. It's not every day we do 700.
No, because next time it'll be 701 and then it'll be 702. So
exactly.
You only do 700 once.
Exactly. So, and we're focusing on right now American Bandstand and songs about American Bandstand. But what is American Bandstand, Daffodil?
It's an American music performance show that aired in various versions from 1952 until 1989.
Wow, that was like on the air for quite some time.
And starting in 1956,
yes,
it was all Dick Clark.
Ah, that's when he started. And that really made him, you know, that started off his career. He built his empire on American Bandstand.
And do you know who appeared on American Bandstand the most times?
I don't know.
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
Really?
He was on the show 110 times.
110 times. Of yep. course, most people don't know who Freddie Boom Boom Cannon is, but he had a song named Palisades Park. And guess who wrote that, Daffodil?
I don't know.
The Gong Show Dude.
Oh, right.
Chuck Barris.
All right. Also, American Bandstand's... spurred them to make other similar shows like Soul Train and Top of the Pops.
Yeah, but American Bandstand started it all.
In Philadelphia.
And we're going to have four songs from American Bandstand.
Four songs about American Bandstand,
yes, okay,
or
fine.
Similar things.
We're going to start off the set, we're going to start off with a set from Skip Batten and the Ballad of Dick Clark. But we're starting it off with Trip to Bandstand by BB right here on...
Jeez, please.
Now as I was riding just the other day, I stopped at my baby's house to say, I'm gonna be on a bandstand TV, and I want you to come dance with me. We arrived at bandstand about 2 p.m. Our chance of getting in was looking slim. We ran around back where there stood a man. Out of my way, buddy, I'm on bandstand. When me and my baby got through the door, we saw Dick Clark and our people galore. We had cats from all parts of the town, just rocking and bopping and messing around. Well, I reckon it was about this time when up walked two or three friends of mine. Said me and my baby better take a rest for this here upcoming bop contest. They say Dick Clark, he's quite a guy. I never thought I'd meet him eye to eye. Said, what you think of rock and roll today? Man, it's here to stay. Me and my baby, we sure didn't know. All-American boy was on his show. But there he stood long and tall. Started playing a guitar like he knew it all. We started strutting and we just couldn't stop. Friction from my shoes got the floor pretty hot. Everything was fine with all this rock and roll. When the cats started doing a stroll. Well, a stroll we just couldn't take. So me and my baby took a little break. After all, I was getting kind of tired. And my feet, they done expired. We then decided it was time to go. To split from this here TV show. So we bid farewell to good Dick Clark. And headed for where the car was parked. Home just in time to hear that mother of mine. Son, I'm gonna be on TV, and I want you to come dance with me. Mama, man, I like my feet, Mama. I can't even stand.
What is that thing?
Whoa, what is that?
Cheese.
cello waves the voices of the lonely night. The penguins, they were out of sight. I had a buzz of it all of us. Where were you, Alan Freed? You died from too much soul. Someone thought it was too much greed. And somewhere out in the dark, I pray to Dick Clark.
Please, with Skip Batten and the Ballad of Dick Clark. And before that, we had The Trip to Bandstand by BB, as we played the songs of American Dance Band, or
songs about American Bandstand.
Not American Dance Band.
American Bandstand.
I created a new show, Daffodil, American Dance Band. What?
Interesting. Yeah. Two more.
Yes, we're going to play shortly Dick Clark himself doing a sincere open letter to the older generation, but we're starting off with Bobby Roberts Trio in a parody called Russian Bandstand, right here on
the 700th episode of Cheese Please.
Hey! Hey!
Good evening, comrades! The Soviet Broadcasting Company invites you to the Geeky Klokrovich Show, and here he is, the rock and roll Geeky Klokrovich!
Hello, boys and girls of the People's Army. We have another exciting show for you today, brought to you by the Siberian Railway and Salt Company. But first, a word from our sponsor.
How do you do? Siberian is the railway that takes you away from everything. Visit your family and friends in our vacation wonderland. Picks and shovels, furnished at no extra charge. Now here's a word from one of our satisfied vacationers. Now back to Dickie.
Well, it's time for the number 10 song in Moscow this week. It's a number with a good sock called I've Grown Accustomed to Your Fist by the Chain Gang Quartet.
We interrupt the Dickie Clarkovich show to bring you a special news flash. The Chain Gang Quartet, Dickie's in-person guest for tonight, will not appear due to an unfortunate accident. After publicly insulting the Soviet government, the four singers suffered severe heart attacks, which were followed by a series of automobile accidents. Now back to Dickie.
Well, that brings us to the number 9 song this week, very popular with the soldiers stationed in Hungary, called Wake the Town and Shoot the People. This was recorded on the scene of the Hungarian revolt by the infantry and tank corps.
We interrupt this program once more to bring you some important news flashes. As you know, the Commissar of Water and Power last week confessed to high treason, after which he was taken suddenly ill with high blood pressure, followed by an unsuccessful operation, followed by a fall 13 stories from his hospital bed under the wheels of a speeding government automobile, which just goes to prove that old saying, some days it just doesn't pay to get out of bed. His wife and accomplice, who also confessed, will be taken ill with a broken neck, followed by an automobile accident shortly. Now back to Dickie.
A little later in the show, we will play a record that is fast rising in popularity in the Soviet prisons. Acid Gets in Your Eyes by that famous Russian composer Who Bit Your Nose Off. Fortunately, we have him with us today. Tell me, Who Bit Your Nose Off, what is your opinion of rock and roll, Ski?
I like.
Easy to dance to.
It's difficult.
Thank you, Professor. Now it's time to give our special youth award away. This week, our award goes to Georgi Shlomilov for launching his own homemade rocket at the moon with his entire family aboard. At this time, there is something I would like to say about some rumors that are going around about me. The rumors are that I have denounced the Soviet government and praised America. Well,
It's all true, America. Can you hear me?
We interrupt the late Dickie Clarkovich to tell your loyal comrades Dickie will not be back tomorrow due to a nasty fall, which will be followed by an automobile accident, I am sure. Good night, comrades.
That's so cheesy, it's almost unspeakable. That stuff sticks with you.
All things cheesy in music.
Cheese, please.
The music that you're hearing is the sound of the teens. It's uptight with pretense, because it knows what it means. What I've learned from my life spent with teens and their songs is when they ask what's right, we just tell them what's wrong. Since there's no common tongue for adults and for teens, we can't understand what our teenager means. All we do is give thanks that it isn't our child when we read the scare headline that some kids have gone wild. Selling grass in schoolyards, blame it on the kids. Unwed mothers from broken homes, blame it on the kids. Riot at the draft board, blame it on the kids. Old drunk beats his wife up. Why not? Blame it on his kids. Blame the kids for acid. Blame the kids for pot. Define the word disaster. Some kid like as not. Blame the kids for hippies and for bummer trips. And for dropping out and turning on. And on. And on. And on. Blame the kids. Why not? Blame the kids. Now, let's just stop for a moment and think about the kids we know. You couldn't really call them bad because it isn't so. They go to school each morning and each learns what he can on our overcrowded, double session, too few teachers plan. They fall in love and out of love and into love again. Swap pins and rings and promises to love till who knows when. Say, on second thought, our kids all seem to do their thing quite well. So how come we keep hearing that our youth has gone to hell? Who is so afraid of them that we hear this big lie? Who is so afraid of youth, my friend? My friend, it's you and I. They scare us with their questions, with what they want to know. Our answers aren't gospel just because we say it's so. They know the mess we made of things, and how can we deny it? They search for their solution, though they know we'll never try it. They're not afraid to protest. Free speech begs they should. When they shout that war is bad, and we shout, no, it's good, we cry unpatriotic. And then, as if to make us fools, they go and fight and die and leave young blood in foreign pools. Those who live, come back to us, forgiving and unbowed. Embrace your sons and daughters now. America, be proud.
All right, man. All right, Dick. Like this, you speak to the generation, man. All right. All right, Dick. All right. That's right, man. Just get the message out for us younger folk. Yeah. Generation gap and all. Right.
That's Dick Clark here on the show this weekend. An open letter to the old generation, or the older generation. And before that, we have Bobby Roberts and Russian Bandstand. Sort of a free, well, sort of a Cold War type Russian, I suppose.
I would say yes.
Just a bit. Just a bit. A little bit of a few stereotypes there, to say the least. Politely. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we refer to as Cheese Please.
Because I can't say anything other than the stereotypes, otherwise I get in trouble.
That is true.
And, what's so special about this week's show, Daffodil?
It's show 700.
Yay! Yay!
One more time, right?
One more time with feeling.
Yay! I feel like jumping it up and down like a Muppet. Yay!
Yeah, okay, that's enough of you guys. It's time for this.
And now it's time for the keys, please.
And on the show this week, we have Tony J.
The original voice of Judge Claude Frollo in Disney's Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yes, and many other... he was in Reboot, the TV series.
He was Megabyte in Reboot. Yes. That would I would say I know him the most from.
Okay, and he also did some of those Chevy commercials in the 90s.
Like a rock. Like a rock.
I think that's how he talked.
Like a rock.
He was on the Golden Girls. He was on Twin Peaks. He was on Night Court.
Yeah, but back in 1970, he was doing a comedy film out of South Africa called Taxi. And he actually cut... It was a, I think it's a musical. But he sang in character this song, I Was Born in a Taxi Cab. Right here on...
Cheese, Please!
I was born in a taxi cab. I was born in a taxi cab. My mother, Mrs. Kowalski, a movie went to see. She was sitting in a taxi cab when she gave birth to me. I was born in a taxi cab. I was born in a taxi cab. I was born in a taxi cab. My father was a commie, that's why they call me Red. The cab I drive is yellow, and so's my Uncle Fred. I was born in a taxi cab. I was born in a taxi cab. Yep, I was born in a taxi cab. When I go to heaven with my kind of luck, I'll be taken there by taxi and the driver will be Chuck. I was born in a taxi cab. I was born in a taxi cab. I was born in a taxi cab. Chuck is dating Myrtle, to marriage won't agree. So Chuck should chuck up Myrtle, and Chuck should marry me. I was born in a taxi cab. I was born in a taxi cab.
Geez, please, Tony J as Red Kowalski from the 1970 South African movie Taxi. As the lead character singing, he was born in a taxi cab.
And interesting.
Even if you don't know the whole shebang, who this guy is, that's kind of funny. That's kind of cool. You know, that's...
It's a very cheese-pleasy kind of song.
That's all I got to say. If you want to know more about Tony J, just Google him. And Wikipedia. There's a whole list, believe me. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have reached the end of Show 700.
Oh, darn. And next week is... Oh, Christmas.
It can't be Christmas next week.
Christmas next week, Daffodil! You gotta start out sorting out jobs or trying to find jobs for this Christmas so we can buy some gifts and all?
I already found a job.
What? You didn't tell me that.
I already found Christmas jobs.
Why? Why? Really?
You just wait and see.
Oh, and I may have a surprise for you, too. I've been working on it for months. Me in the home office. That's all I get to say other than it's time for this. Okay.
Still have all your fingers?
Yes.
Still have your nose? Because yes. Your nose was pretty close that time.
Yeah, well, you know.
But it's a whole new definition on got your nose.
It got a little scratched. That's all I get to say. We got the Hawaiian birds and swinging birds ending off the show this week. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird That Is Cheese. Please come back next week. There will definitely be more shenanigans.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.